We're still in the project of re-platforming or redeveloping all our applications. So we're taking all the different monolithic solutions, putting it all on the same technology stack, the same technology platform, and we are then making business object, business functions of all this that sits on top of this platform. At the same time as we do this, it would be easy if you have no legacy, if you start there. So it's always harder when you have a big portfolio of clients and technology that you need to bring with you. And that is absolutely the focus in the center of our mind, that we're not going to let people behind. So whatever platform you're using, whatever technology you're using from Nasdaq today, we have a plan on how to migrate you as a client over to our Nasdaq Financial Framework-based technology. The next phase of this is that we're building this whole new technology to leverage cloud full out. And if you're in the cloud, then it's not too a big step to also allow us to operate this software for you. And that's how you evolutionarily move into a software as a service or even a platform as a service. Because the Nasdaq Financial Framework is an open platform, so it's not only for our application, but you, if you're a client, you can build your own application on top of that platform, or even a third-party application can be on top of this platform, and we can still operate it. So it becomes a platform as a service. So we are definitely moving into a way, gradually, it will take many years, from an enterprise software provider to a software as a service provider and also a platform as a service provider. If you look at one of our newer business segments, which is where we're providing front-end execution services, including reporting services and surveillance into the bank industry for their dark pools and ATSs and so on, there we already have no single on-prem. We are providing as a service today. And we have a couple of clients signed, and we have a very strong pipeline. And they are not interested in an on-premises implementation. They look for this. Many smaller exchanges and many new marketplaces are also, they are not interested in building all this capacity and capability to operate in your own environment. So it's a big pressure there already.